My guest is Mike Sandoval. He's the executive director and vice president of Rockaferry, a nonprofit creative resource center located in the Rogue Valley Mall. Welcome to The Exchange, Mike.
Thank you, Mike, for having me today.
So tell me about Rockaferry.
Rockaferry is the non-profit creative hub of the Rogue Valley. It's the place where anybody of all ages can bring their creative talent or find a creative talent that they're interested in and explore that and move forward. We're really an education center. We're a community center. We have a live music venue, and we cover almost every art you could think of, every medium we have access to right there, and we're located at the Rogue Valley Mall in Medford.
Okay. How much space do you have? And when you say ages, what ages are we talking about?
We're big. We are 9,000 square feet. We're in the old Gap building. If you can remember shopping from the 80s and 90s in a mall, we're in a really big department store. What we've done is we've taken that space and made it real functional for art, for music, and it's ginormous inside. We can host up to 300 people in a live concert. To give you some scale, it's incredible. And when I say all ages, we are an official all ages venue in the state of Oregon, and you could bring children all the way up to elderly, all ages, no alcohol.
Okay.
So yeah, it's official. It's pretty neat.
So talk to me about what kinds of things go on. I mean, a 300 audience concert is. That's pretty substantial.
It's pretty substantial. Here's a good example. Last Friday, we had our local music festival, the Brit in Jacksonville. We had the Brit Rock Camp there. So we had 200-plus families with kids watching their children play music in a safe place at the mall. On a stage, fully functional sound, like this was a big concert. And this was all teenagers rocking for their parents in their community. It was incredible.
Oh, that's pretty cool. So tell me about this name.
Rockaferry is it's a dynamic name. It's been around for 4 years now. We wanted to create something that created art, that brought the art into the community, the dreamlike state of art and being a dreamer, and then rock music. This was created by some rock musicians, and we really started in the back of Tom's Guitars in Medford. We wanted to, our president, Shane, wanted to create a place where anybody could have access to a piece of music equipment at all times.
Okay, so the foundation is music.
The foundation is music and art.
Okay, so when we talk about art, what kind of art?
All mediums. If you were to walk into Rockaferry, you would have access to a sewing machine, a dance studio, a painting table, a creative art studio where there's canvases, all different styles of paint, to a youth table with crayons and just drawing paper to get them started.
Wow. So when you talk about painting, I'm thinking of visual arts. When you talk about sewing machine, I'm thinking of fashion design.
Exactly. So, all of those mediums are covered at Rockaferry, and it's all volunteer-driven by mentors in the community that are really good at these types of art, really good with these skills, or maybe did this for a living, and now they've found us at Rockaferry, and they're able to share those gifts with others. So we're teaching.
So are people bringing their talents and their ideas to Rockaferry, or do you have scheduled events, scheduled engagements, things that people can attend?
Really both. Because we're at the mall, anybody can walk into Rockaferry 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. At the Rogue Valley Mall. So that gives anybody the chance to come in and explore. And then we have absolutely scheduled events on a calendar. A good example is every Tuesday night we host bass youth music classes for another nonprofit in the area. We have a full calendar for events after hours.
Base is Black Alliance
Black
for
Alliance,
Social Empowerment.
Social Empowerment. We host their youth African-American music classes right at our site, and we've been doing that for 2+ years. Big win for us there and the community.
Okay, so music, dance, visual arts, fashion design, all kinds of events.
It's almost like
concerts.
I call it a Disneyland for the creatives of the Rogue Valley. It covers that much stuff.
Wow. Okay. So tell me your story.
My story is I found these folks because I'm a local DJ too. I have a local business there, and I retired as a federal officer a few years ago, just before COVID, due to injury.
When you say a federal officer.
I was a firefighter with the U.S. Forest Service.
Okay.
And I retired as a GS-12 fire chief. So I found these folks and was able to still add some leadership into the community. And I had my DJ business, so I had the music side covered. And I was looking to keep giving to my community in a certain way. And it just made sense to join forces with these folks. And I have my family involved. My kids are always at Rockaferry. I have a dedicated team at Rockaferry that are all volunteers.
Are you a musician?
I am not a musician. My sister was the musician of the family. I became the DJ and push play on other people's music.
Okay, so you're a DJ, mm-hmm. a former firefighter.
Yeah.
And now you run this creative space and you have other businesses? You have a restaurant?
I do. We just did purchase a restaurant and bar in downtown Medford. It's a music venue. It's the historic Johnny B's. And we're taking that over and going to create that into another music venue starting August 1st as the 6th Street Ballroom in downtown Medford. So it gives our local artists another place to play after Rockaferry.
Okay, so you have so many different skills, so many different interests, and you've sort of coalesced them into what you do here in the Rogue Valley. Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Northern California in the Sacramento, greater Sacramento area. And then I became a federal firefighter, and that carried me on all the way until the 2015. And I've been doing this since.
So something must have happened when you were a kid. I mean, unless something happened while you were a firefighter, that just kind of drove you into DJ and music.
This all comes from mom. My mom is the biggest giver you ever met. Mom was always having us out in the community doing community stuff, whether it was church when we were young or feeding in the community, and we still do that. My team at Rockaferry donates time, especially here in Ashland. We feed at our local Aura Center every holiday. Rockaferry and my folks are working together to feed the community, provide music in the community. This is all we want to do, is keep the community strong and keep giving our skills back into the community.
My guest is Mike Sandoval. He's the executive director of Rockaferry, a nonprofit resource center in Medford's Rogue Valley Mall. It serves as a creative space for musicians, actors, artists, and creatives of all kind. So Rockaferry hosted the Ashland Fringe earlier this year. What is that?
The Ashland Fringe Festival came off of the Oregon Fringe Festival, which was hosted here at Southern Oregon University. That festival, I believe, lost some funding and was going to be no longer until a group of students took that on. And we joined forces with them and were able to host them as a nonprofit host. And our folks were able to provide the sound and ensure that Fringe Festival kept going. So we're partnered up now with the Ashland Fringe Festival. Real proud of that. That was our first festival this year. And we can't wait to move forward with that.
How'd that go?
It went incredible. We fought through some of the rain, but we packed them in there at Lithia Park. We brought everything from a music library to a full stage, and a lot of our artists were participants.
That's incredible. What is your, if let's say Rockaferry becomes as successful as you imagine it to be, what is your wildest dream and aspiration for Rockaferry?
The next for us, the big dream, and I think it's really attainable, we're real close, is ensuring that Rockaferry is sustainable. And that's through donations and grants. And we'd like to create this into an education center next. If we can partner up with our local universities and colleges and we're showing them what we're doing, we get the master's in place. Rockaferry is an education center. We can spread that anywhere from there. There's a lot of artists all over the country doing what we're doing too. And we just need to organize them like we're doing, provide some leadership, and then let them go. And then our artists in the community just have a nice, safe place to create. And we'll have the next artists and the next mics that I'm talking to in front of, you know?
Well, what's the business model to sustain it?
Right now, it's complete donations and grant funding, because Rockaferry is full volunteers. So the best thing to support Rockaferry is to get on the website, rockaferry.org. You can donate right now to our Better World to ensure that we keep going. Donate equipment, donate time. We're always looking for especially mentors to come in and educate our, especially our youth.
Well, it's interesting that you're located in the mall. Malls across the nation are struggling. So this is kind of a useful way of transforming that space. But why the mall?
This is an incredible partnership that we have. We're able to exist at the mall 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. in a safe, functional space, large space. We have security. We have cameras all the time. We have a food court and a cookie spot just down the spot. So it's a really safe place. It makes complete sense once you're there.
And there's a lot of proximity to other things.
Big parking means we can do big festivals. It's I-5. We're right on the I-5 corridor right there. So families come from Klamath Falls. Families are coming from Roseburg. Families are coming from over on the coast to Rockaferry for lessons. It's in a good spot for us.
So Rockaferry is a destination.
It is a destination. Now, we're serving families also in California, believe it or not, in Siskiyou County, right there in Wairika. We have families that come up for lessons, come up for concerts, come up for events.
So now when you talk about lessons, and you've mentioned education a couple of times, what kind of classes are there, and what kind of classes do you imagine you will have?
Right now, we're full classes for all music, music theory, instruction, instrumentation. We have a former SOU graduate, Ryan Fogelman's our lead instructor, right there on site. And you can sign up with Ryan right now, bulk classes, and start going. And then next for us is doing full sound classes, sound engineering, production classes. You can record your music right now at Rockaferry as well.
So someone can take their makeshift band and come to Rockaferry and just do a recording.
Do a recording right now. Like we're fully ready to record. Not just that. Say your band is down a bass player. You can come to our board that's already advertising. You need a bass player, just make the phone call right here. They're lined up waiting for you on our board. Yeah.
That's amazing. What about, let's say, we're a entertainment region. There's a lot of acting going on here, acting, singing. You can throw a rock and hit a theater. What about Rockaferry?
Acting is a thing. We've been doing rehearsals for the last 2 months, hosting theater. We've been hosting theater from SOU for a year now. We have SOU kids that are coming down and putting their plays on. And then I believe our next play at Rockaferry, our next theater is end of August. So
wow. You teach playwriting as well?
Teaching playwright. We have a playwright that's coming in, a screenwriter that's coming in, and I think next is a choreography for dancing.
This is incredible. You have workshops?
Workshops are every Monday and Tuesday. Yes, we have art mentoring, art workshops, and then music theory on Tuesdays. I almost can't keep up with the calendar. There's so much going on.
Well, Mike, how do you find time to do all that plus run a restaurant plus doing DJ?
This is not me. This is the team at Rockaferry. We have a squad of volunteers that have been with us, and without their sacrifice and their commitment, I wouldn't be able to make some of these decisions for them. And then my family. I have the kids that are in place. They're all working for me, working for Rockaferry, putting in the hours, and the hard work is all paying off.
Who are some of the main people around you?
Right now we have Ryan Fogelman, who's really doing executive work. If I'm not there, Ryan's taking over and running the community. Mike Long as well at Rockaferry. Robbie Lindauer, Shane Ross is helping us from Seattle as our president. We're solid. We're solid team.
Okay, well, I'm going to have to visit and have to bring my boys as well.
Please, Mike, bring the boys. Once you see a concert at Rockaferry, you'll be attached to the calendar at the hip. Yep.
Okay, well, thank you for coming in.
Thank you. Bless your day. I appreciate it.